Our ancestors would beat the fuck out of you.
Bring it on! Come on! Fight me!
He loves me, he loves me not.
Drive! Drive! Drive!
First of all, Candace is in love with me.
It's a talk show! It's a talk show! I talk on a talk show!
He admitted to being a cuck and sucking his cousin's dick.
I like him, but I disagree with that. He's wrong about that.
What is wrong with you people?
My teacher's a Jew. I swear she took a penny off the desk.
I love black women.
Get your fat ass and go the fuck back to Israel. I like ding-dongs. You people are crazy.
You're not a real Nazi, you pussy. You don't want to gas 6 million.
Candace, where my hug at?
Shut up.
Hitler was a vegetarian.
This Obama worshiper over here, he just praised Barack Obama. All non-white people are not really citizens?
What are you, 5'4 Jewish pervert? Bring it on.
Christian first sent $50. I wish you would elaborate on Stalin. As far as I heard, he starved his people and didn't arm his soldiers. Book to recommend?
Mm. Thanks for the super chat. Look, if you don't understand what I said there, I don't know. You're just not really a nuanced thinker. And we didn't get into it, but I've talked about it on my show. I think Stalin's an evil person. He's objectively an evil person. He's objectively a horrific murderer and a terrible human being. But I've said on my show, I believe in the great man theory of history. Stalin, as evil as he was in a moral dimension, was the most effective statesman of the 20th century. Inarguable. Brutal, evil, a killer, a prosecutor of the Christian faith, but there was something calculated about his political machinations. And I think that's fascinating. Maybe admiration's the wrong word. I find him to be a fascinating figure, just like I find many figures. I think Netanyahu's a fascinating figure. I've said the same thing about Netanyahu. I think he truly is the great man of history of Israel, without a doubt. But great is different than good. Good is a moral word. Great is a question of magnitude. To say something is great, when you talk about a great room, you're talking about its size, its grandeur, its impact. But that's just like a law. He said Stalin. Like, can we grow up? But people are pretending to be offended by this. This is just low IQ bullshit. People love to say, I want to hear your most controversial opinion. And then you say, I think great men of history are interesting. And then they say, but he was bad. We all know that. I mean, yes, yes. Genghis Khan was evil. Napoleon was evil. Ivan the Terrible was evil. Yes, yes. We know this. We're students of history also. The same people, you could say the same thing about George Washington. George Washington owned slaves. You know, if we're going to start playing that game, that's just like a weird left-wing thing where we say we can't look at history because, oh, well, Robert E. Lee defended slavery. Well, George Washington owned slaves. Obviously, Stalin was, you know, many orders of magnitude more evil, but the principle is the same. We study history. We look at things that are admirable about people while also understanding they've done evil things. Anyway.
My trade sent $50. I get it now.
I didn't even think that needed to be said, but people are like, you hear women and children talk like this.
My trade sent $50. I admire your sobriety. I'm 30 and sober. In my 20s, I was chasing women, partying. You're not missing out. All it did was land me on TF. If you stay sober, you will never be defeated. Weed is gay.
Very true. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, look, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been under more pressure than anybody, and I never cracked. And I attribute that largely to the fact that I don't do any of that stuff. That's where people get in trouble. Think about the things that I got my bank account frozen, no fly list. My best friends betrayed me. I got banned on everything. Like, you know, I really went through some tough times. If I were a drinker, drug user, if I was fucking around, I would have cracked up. I couldn't do what I do. I couldn't be stable enough and in the right state of mind and focused. So I totally agree. All that stuff is no good. I'm a big believer in sobriety in principle, because fundamentally, I believe that life is something you have to live. And maybe that sounds dumb, but not everybody thinks that. A lot of people believe that life is something that you sort of avoid. And by that, I mean, what is the real reason that people party, drink, do drugs? It's to numb life experience, the world sense, the sensory senses that you have. When you drink and do drugs, it's to basically mute or avoid, numb the experiences, the emotions, the pain, all of it. And you need those things. Those things are necessary. They're necessary for personal growth and development from a strictly pragmatic point of view. Like if you want to be a resilient person, you have to go through intense suffering. It's actually good for you. It makes you stronger. It makes you more resilient. It makes you, it makes your life richer. It makes your life more profound. Like it's actually increases your quality of life, I think, in the long run. But I also think that it's part of the integrity of life. There's something that violates nature about taking away those things. You know, we're meant to suffer. We're meant to go through these things. You're taking something away from God. You're taking away something that isn't yours. If you're going through pain and suffering, it's for a reason. The human condition is the way it is for a reason. And it's not to say that you go looking for pain and you look for suffering and things like that, but there are penance. They're an unavoidable part of life. These pains, we're sentenced to these things. And if they're in your life, it's for a reason. From a spiritual point of view, I'm against drugs, alcohol. Like it's, and it tends to be this way that the things that are spiritually bad for you tend to be practically bad for you also, like anything else. You know, it's spiritually bad for you to fuck around a lot. It's also going to ruin your life. It's spiritually bad for you to be smoking weed and dulling your senses and pain and self-medicating. That also leads to practical problems in your life because the world is a projection of something deeper. So I totally agree with that. Thank God. I mean, here's the thing. People say, I admire your sobriety. You really shouldn't. I have no self-control. I really am not a disciplined person. I attribute that to stubbornness and like a histrionic fear of drugs. Because I really have an obsessive personality. I have very little discipline and self-control. So I would chalk it up more to I got lucky that I'm a hypochondriac. And I literally am afraid of drugs. I'm afraid of what they would do to me. If I took drugs, I would think I was dying. If I drank alcohol, I'd think I was dying. And I'm a very antisocial person, so I don't. There's not a ton of restraint involved in me not having sex or friends or a social life. I'm not a social guy. I got lucky in that way. That's why I say maybe I was built for this.
Cookie Bacon Granny sent $100. There is one thing you said years ago that shook me to my core. It sent a chill down my spine. Tucker should have pressed you on your divisive hate and it should automatically disqualify you from being a thought leader for the right wing in America. You said cats make horrible pets. Ha. Your diabolical plan to unseat Kitty from lap needs to be exposed. You must be stopped.
Very good. Thank you for the big super chat. The cookie baking granny. That's a real grandma, by the way. I always feel terrible when I'm swearing and getting angry because it's like a grandma's watching this. My grandma's watching this. She's not my grandma. She's a grandma. The cats. Yeah, you know, here's the thing though about cats. Did you know that they do an autopsy on cat owners and they find that cat owners die with parasites. Cat owners die with mind-altering parasites in their system. This is real. Cats are like a vector for parasites. And ever since I heard that, it freaked me out. I'm like, no cats. I'm allergic to cats. Cats are mean. They're cute. Cats are cute. But I don't like them. I'm gentle with cats. I love animals. I'm gentle with animals, but I don't want to have a dirty, disgusting cat in my house. I don't want any animals in my house. I had a bunny and I loved him dearly, but he shit and pissed all over the floor and that was disgusting. And I just don't want to live like that. What kind of quality of life is that? I looked at my living room and all the cables are covered in plastic and the furniture's chewed up. I can't leave anything on the floor and there's poo and piss and it smells like piss. And I'm like, this is no way to live. This is gross. It's tragic that he died, but I was somewhat relieved. I know some pet owners might relate. I know that sounds evil, but I know some pet owners can also relate. I loved him dearly. I was very sad when he died. I took a night off my show when he died. I was upset about it. But at the same time, some months have passed and I'm like, okay, I kind of like that my living room isn't covered in piss and shit. And I could watch a movie without him making a lot of noise. Yeah, I love dogs, but I like them in other people's houses. I like to visit people with dogs and dogs love me. I went to visit a friend not too long ago and they're like, oh my gosh, my dog loves you. He doesn't love anybody. I love dogs. I love my dog. My dog loves my parents' dog, loves me, but I like him at my parents' house. I like him. I like dogs at other people's houses. I'll visit. I'll rub their belly. I'll give them treats. I'll scratch behind their ears, but then I want to go home. I don't want their dander and hair all over my clothes. I don't want them to piss on the floor. I don't want to pay thousands of dollars to get their, you know, autism medication. It's like dogs have autism now. You got to get health insurance for dogs now. They're like people. The way my mom talks about the dog, my mom's like, the dog has tendonitis and autism. I'm like, it's a dog. Like, what do you mean? You know, they're taking the dog to the hospital all the time. The dog had to get his stomach pumped and he has tendonitis and we have to put him in a cast. It's like, seems like a lot of money. That's a lot of expense.
The Dark Goy sent $50. What did you think about Goy Floyd Mayweather kissing the wall? Obviously, with the recent remarks from Mark Levin, Israel is getting desperate, paying these Americans with heavy influence. I sense the tides are turning. Some of the left and right are aligning together against Israel. You can't shut down truth. Thank you, Nick.
You can't. And I hope there's like an unspoken alliance. I hope that the progressive left does to the Democrats what we're doing to the Republicans. Because they're sort of like a prisoner's dilemma. If the Democrats get a pro-Israel candidate, then the Israel lobby will flock to them. I don't think that'll happen, but it could. You know, or they'll let the Republican lose or something. And same thing with the Republicans. The Republicans will say, you know, well, we just have to get behind the GOP, whatever. So the progressive left needs to make sure that a pro-Israel Democrat doesn't win, and the reactionary right needs to make sure that a pro-Israel Republican doesn't become the nominee. And there needs to be kind of like an unspoken thing there so that we'll get some good options.
Women for Fuentes sent $50. Hi, Nick. Thank you for clarifying you love women and hate bitches. We hate them too. The glazing for non-working, able-bodied DBT recipients on TikTok was truly the cherry on top to a great work week. Did you know Oreos and Pepsi are shelf stable? God bless. We love you.
Is that true? Dude, that's so... It just goes to show... These things are good for you. Now I'm going to lose everybody, okay? Get ready for me to really lose. If Ben Shapiro wanted to make me look bad, he would have taken all the clips where I say, I hate Fight Club and I love La La Land. I hate Lord of the Rings and I don't think seed oils are that bad. You know, like he would have done those clips, but I'm going to make everybody mad. Dude, Coca-Cola, it's peaty. Coca-Cola is peaty. It's good for you. Coke is a staple. It's practically a commodity. You should have it in your fridge. You should drink it all the time. It's good for you. So I like that. In a pinch, you're going to thank God that you find a packet of Oreos or a snowball like a Hostess cupcake. You're going to thank God if you find a sleeve of Oreos in the nuclear apocalypse. You want to know why? Because all the raw meat and all the organic eggs, that's all going to be gone. Let me tell you something. When George Floyd 2.0 happens, when they take the food stamps and we're living in the Congo, you know, or Russia drops the bomb on us and you're out there in the nuclear wasteland fighting off raiders, you're going to fall to your knees and cry and thank God when you find an aisle at Walgreens stocked with Hostess Ho-Hos and cupcakes and Twinkies, because that's all there's going to be. All the seed oils, all the poison, that's all that's going to be left. And it's going to feed you and your family for a decade. All your hipster bullshit, your avocados, your farm fresh eggs, your blackberries. I don't know about you. Blackberries get moldy on your way home from the grocery store. People say grocery haul and they have a table filled with all this produce. I buy produce. It gets moldy in like 2 seconds. But I still have a sleeve of Coca-Cola Oreos that pop and fizz in your mouth. And they're still good. They've been there for 10 months. Anyway, what was the question? Oh, about clarifying that I love women and hate bitches. It needs to be said. Look, real women hate bitches too. My mom told me that. My mom red-pilled me on this. She's like, so-and-so's a bitch. And she knows it and she doesn't want it. Like, women hate bitches. I was like, that's so wise. You know, I was being very conciliatory to Candace Owens and my mom was like, no. My mom woke me up on Candace Owens, kind of. So that's very real. Women know that. Women know there's a difference between women and bitches. And women don't want to be bitches. So I don't think I said anything wrong. And I never have about that. I love women. if women are, and I, there are many women in my life that I love. Michelle Malkin, Gina Florio, Faith Goldie, Lauren Chen. I love these women. And you know what they all have in common? They're all Asian. No, but that's true. But you know what else they have in common? They're all women. They're nice. They're pleasant. They're beautiful. They're sweet and affectionate. And there's something light about them. They're pleasant. Men love women because women are nice to be around. Because women are a break from the competitiveness and the coarseness of life and competition with men. So that's not the problem. If every woman was like Michelle Malkin, I would be a feminist. If every woman was like Gina Florio and Lauren Chen, I would be a feminist. But they're not. Every woman is like unpleasant. They're picking fights. They're sarcastic. They're like, they're shit testing men all the time. Drama, BPD, you know, they got mental illnesses. I was like, okay. You know, like Gina Florio, I did her podcast way back when. She made me cookies. I was like, I'm in love with you. I was like, can I move in? She has a husband. So I'm not going to mess with that. But like, when I went to do Gina's show, she hugged me. She's like, hi, how are you doing? I made you. And they were good ass cookies. They were, dude, they were fucking brookies. They were like blonde. They were blondies. They were like chocolate chip cookies in a pan. I fucking love those. And I ate them all in my hotel room. And I was like, this is, I'm wrong about women. This is, I take everything I ever said back. But then I do Candace Owens' show and she's like, really? Really? Oh, yeah. Like, she's being a total. And I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? You know, like, so that's the, and that's, I feel like every guy is the same way. Men love women. I'm not stopping men from loving women. Everybody says, oh, Nick Fuentes is making his followers hate women. My followers are having sex with women. They're getting married. They're simps. They're in their DMs. I couldn't stop it if I wanted to. They love women. They're just done with the bitchiness. We're done with all that crap. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. I want some damn ass cookies.
The fact that your repost of Ben's video today got triple the likes of his actual video shows that we are winning. Shout out to it Grimaldis on Twitter.
Of course
you made me laugh,
are.
Man. Whoever you may be, I'm going to quote his comment. The GOP now stands for Groyper Occupied Party and nothing can stop us.
It's true, dude. We're descending on Congress. The Groyper casts a long shadow. Nothing is beyond our reach. We have sent the army. I will send the army. I love that.
Groyper Bond 007 sent $50. Hey, Ben, keep Nick Fuentes' name out your mouth. You're irrelevant now. Love you, Nick, less than three.
Well, and he should debate me. If he feels so strongly, then debate me. He won't. He knows he won't. You know he won't. I know he won't. Come and debate me then. I have 55,000 live viewers. How many live viewers do you get? He knows that if he debates me, it'll be the most watched debate in politics in 10 years. It'll be bigger than the Trump-Biden debate. It'll be the most watched debate since Trump debated Hillary Clinton. He knows he will lose. He knows that everyone will rally to my side, and he knows that Israel First is over. That's why he'll never do it. But the offer stands. You want to play my clips, call me out. You want to hide. I'm right here. I'm right here. I will debate you anytime, anywhere. Bring it on. You won't. You're a bitch. You would lose. You know that. Keep talking. Until then, keep talking.
King Julian the Lemur from Madagascar's IPAC handler sent $100. He said your name, brother. Imagine how long he's seethed trying to find ways not to drop the NJF. Little Debbie Christmas cakes on me.
All right. I've been getting a lot of the hostess stuff. You want to know why? Somebody posted a picture on Twitter. They said, the older I get, the more this stuff isn't even appealing to me. And they posted a picture of the, like, snack cake aisle at the grocery. It's like the Little Debbie brownies and the hostess stuff. And seeing that picture, it only made me crave hostess. I've had more hostess in the past 2 weeks than I have in the past 10 years because of that picture. Because I said, F you. You're wrong. It tastes good. I like ho-hos. I like ding-dongs. Pause. Pause. The chocolate. Okay. Pause again. The cake. It's cake. Okay. I like ho-hos, ding-dongs, cupcakes. I tried the Twinkie. Those are not good anymore. I used to like them when I was a kid. Pause. I took a bite out of one recently. Didn't like. I tried the snowball for the first time. that's a winner. So I've been all over. Don't clip that. Don't fucking clip that. These are the clips of our lives. little gay kid likes ding dongs, says someone in the live chat. Little gay kid in his parents' basement proclaims his love for chocolate ding dongs. Well, I meant the Hostess cakes, but whatever, you know, whatever. Why even try? No, but seriously, don't even cap with that. We like steak and eggs better. Really? Because I like ice cream. Don't even front with me.
Hope you're having a cozy holiday season so far.
Smile. Thank you so much. I really have. I had a nice Halloween. I went out on Halloween. I got Halloween ice cream. I got candy at Fannie Mae. They don't do Halloween candy at Fannie Mae anymore. I was looking to get those like chocolate Frankenstein and, you know, the Halloween stuff. They didn't really have that. But I got some candy. I got some ice cream. I looked at some of the scary decorations in my neck of the woods. So I'm in the spirit of the holidays. I love it. Thank you for the massive super chat. Likewise.
Corporate whore sent
$100. Loving the weather.
Pragmatic culture sent $100. Bought Nick coin after Joe the Boomer sold me on Squatty Potty nationalism. Best investment of my life. God bless and thank you for all the work, 07.
Thank you for the big super chat. The Squatty Potty is really life-changing. That is one of the few things that I've been put onto that is a true life-changer. True quality of life improvement. If you haven't gotten one, get one. And just trust me. If you're rich, maybe have a bidet or whatever, but dude, Squatty Potty, huge quality of life improvement. I've used it every day for years. It's hard for me to go to the bathroom without one because it's that good. So if you haven't heard of it, if you're not a believer, get on that. Amazon right now, Squatty Potty. Don't listen. You're going to be skeptical. You're going to think it's weird. Just don't think about it. Just pull the trigger. Just buy it. Amazon, one click. And just try it, and trust me, you will thank me later. You will thank me later. Just trust me on this.
Crusader 1336 sent $120. Here's some monies. Get a blue checkmark on X or Ben Shapiro will sneak into your room at night and steal your foreskin.
I'm banned from that. Thank you for the big super chat. Get a checkmark. I'm banned from getting a checkmark. If I try to buy one, it says I'm not eligible. Thanks for telling me. I never thought of that, though. Oh, gee, thanks. I never thought of buying a checkmark. I needed you to tell me because I do this for a living, but I never thought of that. Appreciate
Francesco it. Francesco sent $150. Oh, hey, thanks again for no ads.
Whoa, the super chats are insane tonight. Thank you very much, man. Yeah, no, never ads. No masa chips. No offense to people that observe that. No masa chips. No, what other wellness company? Mineral, whatever. And I'm not dissing them, but the ads are crazy. So yeah, an ad-free show. Thank you.
Permabilla sent $150. Nick, thank you for being an authentic, honest, real white nigga. I know that's just your nature, but a real nigga gotta be acknowledged.
True.
Sick of these fake real niggas. Nigga out.
They are fake. At the end of the day, that is the difference. I'm a real human being. There's no pretense. Sometimes to a fault. Sometimes it's a detriment. But they hate me because I'm literally too real. I keep it too real. Everybody else is playing games. Everybody else is strategizing, and I'm going to lie to the people strategically. They've got their public and private positions, and there's a pretense. And me, I'm not even capable of a pretense. I'm not even capable of that. I literally keep it too real. My realness is destroying the Republican Party. My realness is why they want to kill me. So some niggas can't be held down.
Francesco sent $100.
Perhaps the most striking moment of the campaign, he was the only... What was that noise? Is that my phone? Did you hear that too? Or what was that? I heard some really bizarre sound just now. Did I imagine that? Or did you hear that too? All right, I don't know. Am I going crazy? I thought I just heard something. I don't know if that was in my imagination. Anyway. Number five, you pointed out repeatedly that we face a challenge in reaching disenfranchised young men caught in the spell of Nick Fuentes and others. It's a spell. Everyone really desperately wants a war with Iran. I just cast a spell on you to convince you other. Everybody loves genocide, killing children, war in the Middle East. We love being humiliated ritualistically. We love our politicians kissing the wall. It's just that I'm cynically manipulating you. Look, a down on his luck young white man. He's mad because he doesn't have a job. I'm going to convince him that war with Iran is a bad idea. If he had a job, he would never agree with this. Lomez and Chris Rufo's new show on The Blaze? Who the fuck is watching that, by the way? I know how we're going to fight Nick Fuentes. You like Nick Fuentes and the Groypers? You're going to love this. It's Jonathan Kieperman, a Jew academic, and Chris Rufo, who's married to an illegal immigrant from Asia. And they're going to talk about why the left sucks from the studio that brought you the Groypers, from the guys that brought you white-ass niggas going hard as fuck. Here's another Jewish academic who's 50 years old telling you it's about the left. Who the fuck is watching that? How dare you? You think that's going to compete with me? Coming to the blaze. Fuck you. Lomez, Passage Press. The guy sucks. 3 feet tall and the guy sucks. And Chris Rufo's even worse. Eat shit. Place your bets. Who do you think is going to own 2028? Rufo and Lomez, Yoram Hazony and Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, or the white-ass niggas going hard as fuck? Who's going to win? Who does the future belong to? Nick Fuentes and Dan B and Myron and Zerka? Yay? Tucker Carlson? Hello. Welcome to the club. The whole crew, all the niggas rolling 6 million deep, or is it going to be the de-radicalization agents? It's going to be Curtis Yarvin. Or is it going to be Curtis Yarvin in his cool leather jacket? Curtis Yarvin in his leather jacket. So I think that, like Oliver Cromwell, Oliver Cromwell is like... Fuck off, Jew. Never gonna happen. We run this. 2028, Groypers run this. 2028, we are gonna run the election. Get ready. I feel good about our odds. Let me know what you want to do. Ball is in your court. What do you want to do? You want to raise the white flag and surrender? You want to fight it out? Huh? Ross Douthat. Here's how we're gonna stop Nick Fuentes. You don't sound confident. It's not gonna go the way you think. For the young men, become an agent, okay? Take the oath. I swear I'm going to vote for Kanye. What was the Trump pledge in 2016? Raise your right hand. Mom, I'm pledging. Mom, get out. I'm pledging.
Urban Wildlife Removal Service Groyper sent $50. When Mark Levin strains his voice, he is more likely to get his menorah extinguished by God, sudden heart failure, than he is at appearing orful. Probably training to hide the squeaky, nasally, reedy voice under a gruff exterior.
You think he sounds tough. He just sounds like a bitch. Mark Levin just sounds like a bitch to me. You know, he thinks he's a tough guy. Mark Levin's not a tough guy. He's a fat goof. I dare him to try. He's talking about conservatives should be afraid. Bring it on, Mark. Fat goof. Try something. Try it. So yeah, he's going to get on a soapbox. Conservatives got to be afraid. Shut the fuck up, fat boy. Fucking glasses nerd. Come and try something.
Mr. Baggett sent $20. Crazy how serious everyone is taking you now shortly after hitting 1 million followers. Ben Shapiro breaking his silent treatment. He can't ignore you any longer. Him making that 40-minute rant on Twitter just to get ratioed by your reply. Love it. God bless.
Yeah, I mean, they know they're on their way out. And, you know, this is the death throes of Israel First. I mean, who does he think that's appealing to? Is there even one person under the age of 35 that's watching Shapiro and is like, all right, these anti-Semites and racists have to go? Grow up. Never going to happen.
CNC Groyper sent $20. Went to a Halloween party Saturday in my liberal college town, and it was a total Groyper fest. Even met some alt girl who could name the Wang of the week. We're so back.
Let's go. The Wang half of the week, Tucker Carlson. Who's the Wang half of this week? Wang half of this week is, are there any standouts? Maybe Marjorie Greene. Marjorie Greene is the weekly Wang half. She went on The View. She didn't disavow me. Pretty based.
Sarah Man sent $20. False take on shrooms. If you can't handle an ego check, just say that. People you were talking about that went crazy probably took a crazy dose like morons. Say happy birthday to my buddy Christian Parra.
No, dude, if you're into psychedelics, you're just kind of... Look, I'm not going to try to convince you because you don't matter. If you're somebody that's out there taking shrooms and psychedelics, it's like, you're just not serious. So I'm not trying to convince some stupid idiot. No, dude, you don't get it. Shrooms really expand my mind. Yeah, you seem really intelligent. Everybody I know that's on psychedelics seems like a real genius. I'm not interested in arguing with junkies. I'm not interested in arguing with people that are delusional. They're in another world. I'm telling all the people that are actually listening, don't do that stuff. It's not good for you. Your mind is a very precious thing. You don't want to fuck it up. And it can happen. Shrooms, even weed, psychedelics, maybe it's not a high likelihood, but there is a likelihood that it could induce psychosis or permanent effects. Your mind is a very delicate thing. It's a precious thing. Why mess it up? For recreation, to experiment? I mean, that is so insane to me. The most precious thing that I have is my mind. You know, maybe more than my soul, right? Or my heart, or but in terms of your executive function, it's the most important thing, your state of mind. I mean, what's more terrifying than like Alzheimer's or schizophrenia? I would rather lose my legs than lose my mind. I would rather lose an arm than get dementia. I'd rather lose my legs than get Alzheimer's. It's the most precious thing that you have. And so that's why, and look, I'm not the healthiest guy. People say, well, why do you eat like seed oils then? You probably should be taking better care of yourself. But at the minimum, I'm not going to go out of my way to do things that could fuck up my mental state or my emotional state. Life is already such a struggle. It's already such a difficult thing to keep a good mindset. Mindset is everything. It's so important to keep the right, to keep your head in the game and stay focused and disciplined. It's already hard enough. It's already hard enough to hold it all together. And then you throw that other stuff in the mix. Why? Why even try it? I get it when stupid kids do it, but when you're an adult, no excuse. We're white men trying to uphold our civilization. We can't be goofing around with that kind of stuff, you know? Can't be rolling the dice like that. It's time to get sober, wake up, get to work. None of this crap. I really get bothered by that because you know me. I'm a pretty fun-loving guy. I'm a pretty lighthearted guy some of the time. I think I'm a little intense, but I'm playful. At the same time, it's like, we got to get to work, okay? Our civilization is crumbling. You got to get after it. I get after it, okay? I'm all about the business. I'm married to the game. People say, you need to get married. I don't have time to get married. I'm married to the fucking game. I do the show every night. I work every day. And then I work on weekends. I travel on the weekends. You think homie has time to be going on dates? Let's go to the pumpkin patch. Let's go hang out. Like, homie don't have time for that. I'm married to the game. And maybe you guys are gay like that. You're going to be doing that. You're going to be going to the garlic festival, girlfriend dragging you to Taylor Swift. I get it. But okay, we got to get our head in the game. There's no time for that. No time for psychedelics. No time for sitting on the couch, smoking weed, eating yum yums, eating Fritos and watching Bob Ross. Dude, we got to get high and watch Bob Ross. Fuck you. Our ancestors would beat the fuck out of you. Our Viking and Roman ancestors would beat you to death if they could see what you're doing right now. Our ancestors were subsistence farmers and Vikings and legionaries, and they marched and they took over Europe and they built an empire, and you want to hang out. You want to hang out and get high. I feel bad for you. I would feel bad for you if I didn't hate you and want to destroy your being.
Yama fan sent $25. When I was younger, I couldn't grasp the Holocaust and why people hated Jews on the basis of religion. I thought Jewish conspiracies were crazy. The genocide, the political control, the censorship has made me view Jews completely differently. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not full of hate. I'm not anti-Semitic. Nobody has made me question their intent but themselves. Over and over.
Thank you for the big super chat. I feel the same way. I remember when I was a kid, I distinctly remember asking my mom when I was like a kid. I was like, why are people anti-Semitic? I was like, why did Hitler hate the Jews? Like, what was the reason? And my mom's like, I don't know, actually. And I was like, okay. And then I like revisited it like 10 years later. It was just one of those shower thoughts. And then I got into college and I really started thinking like, what is going on? Because it just doesn't even make sense on its face. They say you're a Holocaust denier. What does that even mean? Is there anything else like that? Is there any other tragedy? You know, if you believe that 9/11 was fake, do they call you a 9/11 denier? If you believe that slavery was, some people say slavery wasn't as bad as people said it was. There's some people that say that. Are you a slavery denier? We don't even have a word for that. Is there anything else like that? The closest you could come up with is like climate change, but you don't get canceled over that. There's no other event in human history that you're literally obligated to believe core tenets about it. It's not like that with anything else. And so I just started there. I said, this is really weird. Like, one of these things is not like the other. You have people, they couldn't even point to Poland on a map. And they're like, you're a Holocaust denier. It's like, you can't even find Germany or Poland on a map. What are you talking about? You couldn't even tell me the first thing about World War II or anything. You have some stupid bitch pointing her finger in your face. He's a Holocaust denier. It's like, hey, stupid bitch, could you even tell me like what year World War II happened in? You know what I mean? Like, could you even tell me why we entered the war? Which countries were involved? Like, you don't know anything about that. But yet this is like a damnable offense. This is like being a terrorist. It's like saying you're a murderer, you're a rapist, you're a Holocaust denier. I was just like, this is so weird. It's weird that it's like this. And then I said, wait a second, there's museums everywhere. It's mandated in the law. Like, what? You go to jail for it in other countries? This is insane. And you say that's insane, and then they gaslight you and say, oh, look at this guy. He thinks Holocaust denial is okay. It's like, you people are crazy. This is like bizarro world. So I was just the first guy to say the emperor's wearing no clothes, basically.
Chadster 69 sent $30. Do you ever feel pressure to be entertaining every night? Or are you just that young and hung that you're on your shit daily? Hashtag Freethcrow.
I just am entertain. I'm really here to entertain myself. So much of it is really just about making myself laugh. It's not really, most of you guys are not going to get a lot of it. It's really for my own satisfaction. Some of this stuff is only funny to me. I just like to amuse myself. That's really what the show is.
Portfolio Diaz sent $100. What do you think of Byron Donald's remarks at the RJC and also as being pro-H1B and pro-legal immigration?
Thank you for the big super chat. What do you mean, what do I think? That's your question? So Byron Donald, some like black Republican bench warmer, gets up at the RJC and says, I love Israel, I support immigration. You say, what do you think about that? What do you think I think about that, dipshit? That's your question? The show is like, we hate immigration, we're against Israel.
Hey, so this guy says he likes immigration in Israel. What do you think about that?
That's your question? What do I think about that? What do you think I think about that, you fucking idiot? That's your question? Thank you for the big super chat, but really? What do you think I think? I just don't even know how, like, honestly, it's frustrating because I don't even know how someone comes up with that. That's like going to, I don't know, what's a famous rivalry? That's like going to a Q&A with a Democrat and saying, what do you think about Trump? What are your thoughts on Donald Trump and him being racist? Like, that's your question? Doesn't
politics
even make sense.
$20. Why does Brett Cooper Loki look like Candace if she was white? Matt Walsh, you better watch out. You're being outmaneuvered by some basic bitch girly con.
That was insane, dude. Brett Cooper comes out and says, go back to Israel. Go back to Israel where you belong. I was like, whoa, Brett. I was like, Brett. I put my hair behind my ear like Radio Rebel. I was like, Brad, oh my goodness. I was like, she's really good. I was like, I did the Allison Stoner from Camp Rock. I did the Demi Lovato. Brad Cooper was like, hey, Randy Fine. She's like, you know what? Hey, Randy Fine, why don't you take your fat ass and go back to Israel if you hate America? She's really good. Brad Cooper, let's fucking go. Honorary Groiper. Brett Cooper, raise your right hand real quick. That was awesome. That was unexpected. Who was expecting that? I take back everything I said about her. I made fun of her wedding. I don't like her wedding. I'm going to be honest. And you know, we want to know why her wedding was like, she wore cowboy boots. She did that whole like rustic cowboy aesthetic for her wedding. Odious. That's a stylistic disagreement. You know, whatever. Agree to disagree. She did a wedding where her, like, the groom wore a cowboy hat and she wore cowboy boots and it was in, like, a little chapel out in the woods and is like, brother, we can't. So tacky. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion. But I take it back. I take it all back. I was wrong. She's based. She's running. So I thought that was great. W. Brett Cooper. Brett Cooper Groiper from the top rope. Brett Cooper interfering. She slides into the ring. Hits Randy Fine with the announcer bell. Referee disqualifies. That was awesome. What are we going to do with Brett Cooper, man? She took a break from the celebrity gossip to take the mask off and go full red pill.
Carolina regulators said $50. Nick, if and when we achieve a genuine AF government, is it feasible to renegotiate or restructure our national debt while revitalizing a manufacturing-based, productive economy? Or is impending war with China our only way forward? I commend your efforts. Solidarity from one Wang to another. USA emoji.
What kind of question is this? I love the questions when people say, is it feasible? Is it possible? Everything's possible. Everything is possible.
Problem solved. Sent $20. Is Christian Zionist an oxymoron? Baby brought a set $100. Been a huge fan since 2019. On and off listener since the DLive days. Keep up the good work. Random question. Whatever happened to Mike Ma? Dude dropped off the face of the earth.
Who knows? Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Who knows? Better question, who cares?
Base Wang sent $50.
I'm so sick of like these, the cult status of people in these circles that are just non-committal. It's a great question. Yeah, where is he? Remember the whole Ted Kaczynski LARP and, you know, he's doing graphic design for Bronze Age Jew and all these other people. Yeah, where is he? Great question. Who knows? Maybe I'm a little resentful, but I remember people always say, oh, Mike Ma, he's a man. He's a man. I feel like the stepdad. It's like your real father fucked off and is in the woods somewhere. I wipe your ass every day, okay? All these people, where's Mike Ma? Where's my, and I'm not saying it because of this question, but just years ago, he used to be super popular. What about Mike Ma? He was awesome. You want to know where your real father is? He left you. He abandoned you because he doesn't love you. I'm the dad that stepped up. I'm here every day. I'm the one that stepped up. I do feel a little tinge of that. A little tinge of that.
Likes and $50. Press one in chat if you want to make Anna Kasparian the queen of Growipers.
No, no. She said I need to apologize for everything. Why don't you go ahead and make me? Why don't you go ahead and make me apologize? Why don't you come over here and extract that apology?
Sturgeon said $25. PLS, add me back to the chat. I got out of line when you didn't immediately blame Israel for Kirk's death. I'm just a troglodyte bricklayer.
No.
King, forgive me a little.
No, I appreciate the big super chat, but forget it. Absolutely not. I don't forget. Let me tell you something. Politics is a winner-take-all spoiler system. If you throw me under the bus when it's easy to do so, I never forget that. So all those people that bought into that crap and they said Nick took the call, you're dead to me. All those people that when I'm being attacked by Mark Levin and everybody, they had something else to say other than absolute support. I never want anything to do with you again. This is a team game. When I'm running a race and I'm winning and I'm getting shit on by all of our enemies, you support me no matter what. You can bicker with me in private. You can bicker with me in group chats. You can bicker with me behind the scenes. When I'm running a race and I'm winning on behalf of all of us and we agree on everything, on 90% of things, and I'm getting attacked by everybody, and you're out there undermining my credibility, taking cheap shots, ankle biting, I want nothing to do with you. It's reciprocal. So, no, absolutely not.
Would you mind reading 1 John 4, 2-3 so the real niggas can spread the word that the Bible definitively states that the Jewish faith is the religion of the Antichrist?
No, I don't. We don't play like that. Could you read this to everybody? What do you think this is?
Brody Hall sent $30. Hitting Levin with some boomer insults like pisshead was top tier rage bait. You know it absolutely sent him to the moon. Between the laughs, it also hit me how bright the spotlight is on you now. Thanks for the sacrifices you've made and continue to make. Stay safe, man.
I'm glad you caught that. I was rage baiting him by calling him a woman. That I don't usually say that, but that was just I'm like boomer rage bait. You're a girl. I'm just saying stuff that like a boomer would say. I think Mark Levin has a vagina. Like I literally last night, I'm like, I'm just going to boomer rage bait. Because if I say about Mark Levin, like, I don't know, other stuff, he probably wouldn't care. So I just really went in heavy with the boomer insults. This guy's a sissy. This guy's a pansy. He probably has a vagina because he's emotional like a girl. So I was just doing, I was just rage baiting him.
I was like, you're probably trans. You're probably a woke sissy tranny. Because I knew that's the kind of stuff that would piss him off. Easy.
XD Labs too easy. $100. James English sent $50. Hey, brother, super chat was real. I'm you on Twitter. Send a selfie vid to prove it's me, lol. Username is James_. Chest day incoming.
Oh,
smiley
no.
Face emoji.
It's going to be like Zoran Mamdani. I'm not going to be able to bench 135. Everyone's going to clown on me. Chest day. Well, dude, I got to catch up. You got to give me some time to catch up. I didn't see your DM, but I'll check it out after the show. Chest day, dude, you're going to mog me. Do you really just want to mog me? Is that what this is about? You want to bring me out just so you could mog me? You're huge. I'm small. All right, little bro. It's chest day. And I'm going to get on there and bench two stuffed animals like SpongeBob SquarePants. Is that what this is about? All right. Well, yes, dear. Time to get fucking mogged in the gym. Yes, dear. All right. Here we go. I get it. I get mogged. I'm going on my gym arc very soon. Okay.
$50.
I got to get a personal trainer. Candace Owens be my personal trainer or something? I would be so physically fit if I had a personal trainer like Candace Owens. Imagine if I'm like doing a bench press and she's like, grow up, you're so childish. And I'm like I'm doing the bench press. That would work. So I got to find, where's my personal trainer? What is it called? Physical trainer? What do they call them? I need someone to help me. Now that I make enough money that we're going to hire some more people and bring on like a staff, now I'll be able to work out. I basically need someone to make all the food and then tell me what workouts to do. That's sort of where I'm at. I need a chef and I need a personal trainer. Candace Owens, if this whole podcaster thing never works out, let me know. If you need money to pay back Emmanuel Macron, I'll be able to hire you.
Flawed Agroipa sent $50. Don't mean to black pill, but the Heritage Foundation gave us Project Esther, so policy-wise, we need to push them way further. Talk is cheap in politics, as you know. And when the donors came crashing down on Robert, he immediately caved. But other than that, as far as the Overton window, you've completely won, Nick.
Holy retard.
Do you think the chaos, confusion, and division in America right now are signs of spiritual warfare? And if so, what does victory in that battle look like for Christians?
Ugh.
Sir Sleepsalot sent $50. What is your mom's biscotti recipe? Don't be holding out on us.
Why would I tell you that? Family
Daniel
recipe.
Sent $20. Robbie Suave, the Hill stated adversary, should be debated, not canceled. He said Shapiro needs to be honest with himself about your popularity. He said it has absolutely nothing to do with Hitler and everything to do with Americans aligning with your anti-Israel / anti-genocidal views.
Whoa.
His closing comment called for AF policies. Love you, Nick.
Let's go. I don't know who that is, but based? What's his story? Oh, wait a second. Isn't this guy that was married and then broke up with her to be gay? Damn, that's crazy. Well, when he's right, he's right. Let's just say that. When he's right, he's right. Hey, I'm just saying he made some good points about
any
Hitler.
Thoughts on Prop 50? I think now, more than ever, you need faces and voices by your side and on your team. I stand with Christ, AF, freedom of speech, and striving to serve my fellow Americans more than welding. Content coming soon to push your message in the Chills Redman.
Yeah, I don't think so. But thank you for the big super chat. I like when people say, I'm going to push your message. It's like, do you have a big platform? Because if not, why would I need that?
Francesco sent $100. Wow, they said we have too much influence. Here's how we're going to use our influence to destroy you unless you say we don't have influence. Yeah, they really showed you, Nick. I would say zero self-awareness. But shameless is probably more accurate.
That's very hypocritical. Thank you for the big super chat. So true.
John sent $20. So true. Muslim pulled up to the sneaker stream at the Mamdani speech in NYC and hit him with a wang. Groypers everywhere.
I saw that, dude. There were multiple groypers on that stream. We really are everywhere.
Got a text today from Partners in Peace, reaching out to understand how I view people in Israel. I just responded with a picture of you doing the happy merchant pose.
That's funny. Well done.
Monkey Brain sent $25.
The look on their faces was epic.
Monkey Brain sent $25. Temperature's going down. It's getting dark earlier. The grow wipers are at the gates. White nigga winter is in effect.
It will happen when the weather cools. This is when our powers are at our strongest. The more darkness, the more cold. This is when our powers are at their peak. We grow stronger in the winter.
Colin Fryer sent $20. First super chatter here. Powerful show tonight. In law school and hiding my power level. Unexpected demographic. Cheers from the Umatilla Indian Reservation. I'd ask what your opinion on indigenous Americans are, but we are so politically irrelevant I doubt you'll give it much thought. Bring back Washington Redskins, Land O'Lakes Buttergirl, and other Indian American mascots.
I love that. Hey, Nick, I'm hiding my identity. By the way, I'm in law school and I'm from this Indian reservation. Hey, Nick, I'm totally hiding my power level, but I'm from LaGrange Park, Illinois, and I'm in law school. They'll never find me. Like, dude, don't dox yourself. Please, there are 50,000 people watching this. Do not dox yourself in the live chat. I'm begging you not to give away your identity in the live chat. We do not want people to find you. But thank you for the big super chat. I do appreciate it. I don't know much about the Indians. We don't have them here. Chicago, we don't have a lot of Native Americans. They're not really part of our life here like they are elsewhere, like in Oklahoma or Arizona. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Bring back the Indians.
AC
totally.
Sent $50. Please, Nick, I need this. My mom is kind of homeless.
Why are you giving me money, though?
Nick X Candace Roy percent $20. Has there been any reach out to her from Anna Kasparian for an interview?
No.
And if it does happen, will this make Candace jealous?
Oh, absolutely. Candace is already beside herself with jealousy, but she knows at the end of the day, I'm always going to come back to her. She knows at the end of the day, I'm always going to need a little milk chocolate. But Anna Kasparian, I would do a show with her. Yeah, but no invite. What's up with that? Come on, Anna. Come on, man. I want to do her show. I want to talk to The View. What's her show? She's got like four girls on there or something. I want to do her show, but she won't. She doesn't even know I exist. She probably fucking hates me. She thinks I'm a total incel, a complete dork, made a fool of myself. All I want is to go on Anna Kasparian's show. She probably doesn't even know I fucking exist. I'm a loser. She would never want to go to the dance with me. She wants to go with Cenk. She wants to go because Cenk is a big, fat guy. Well, you know what? One of these days, she's going to be mine. You watch. One of these days, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. I'm going to be the popular kid. I'm going to make the whole school love me. Anna Kasparian, yeah, what's up with that? Bring me on your show. I like your show. It's going to be tough, though. I don't know. She might make me finally crack up. I mean, I could barely handle Dasha. I could barely handle Dasha and Anna combined. Anna Kasparian, if she does one of her impressions, I just might lose it.
Operative Levi Berg reporting in. I have made contact with the local MC Donald and have been hired as a burger flipper. Have the fry cook give the signal and I'll add the poison pickle to the quarter pounder.
Hmm. You've been talking to Book Cat. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Imagine selling the top like that. That was selling the bottom, I guess. Or what is the expression? That was crazy. Yeah, I guess you've been talking to Book Cat. My idea was to infiltrate the institutions. His idea was we should work at McDonald's. We should infiltrate our local McDonald's and trade commodities online. We should play Europa Universalis and trade commodities and work at McDonald's. And if I amass enough McDonald's franchises, one day I could influence politics. So, yeah, you must be talking to him. It went south, so now they want to poison the Big Macs. Be careful. Be careful going to a McDonald's in Southern California. It just might be a Book Cat franchise. They might be poisoning the Big Mac sauce.
Tyler Garver sent $30. Do I need a poli-sci degree to get involved? I don't want to go into student debt.
You just forget it.
Shittyator 445 sent $20. Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh's Instagram comment sections are hilarious. At this point, how much longer can the Daily Wire even remain financially viable?
Well, it's Jew-funded, so probably forever.
Good evening, Nick. This is How Do I Make Friends guy from a few weeks ago. Your response was hilarious, but it also kicked my ass into gear. I've started going to mass at my local parish. I know Jesus can help me. Thank you for steering me the right path. God bless you.
Love to hear that. But also, so your idea, how do I make friends? I know I'll go to church and pray for friends. Like, you could also just try and meet people, you know? You could also just, I don't know, try to meet people, go to places where people share your hobbies or something, go online, like go on the internet. Like I like how the first idea, how do I make friends? I'm hungry. I think I'll go to church and pray for food. It's like maybe try restaurant first. And I'm not saying not to pray for things, but like, unless you mean you want to meet people at church, that works too.
SC Gore, that's just kind of funny Mr. logic. Contest. Are you a film guy? I saw you get hate for your Lord of the Rings take, which isn't even that crazy to say. Or is cinema just goy slop?
Cinema just goy slop? Normal human being conversation. Is cinema just goy slop, he said, unironically.
Hey, well, are you a film guy, or are all cinema just goy slop? Hey, Nick, I got a question.
Yeah, you, what is it?
Is all cinema just goy slop?
I blame myself. I guess I created this. Is all cinema just goy slop, he said, without a trace of irony. His expression hardened, his brow furrowed. Is all cinema just goy slop?
Pearl is a real one for not folding under pressure and switching up on you. She released a video today calling Shapiro a coward who griffs on free speech.
Pearl is, she's the goat. She's the goat of females. She is just relentless. She like hates women more than anyone I've ever met. And she doesn't hate women, but you know what I mean? Every tweet is just like the same way that I blame Jews everything, she blames women for everything. It's always like a roundabout way of like, I wonder who's really behind this. Women. When the Jews bought TikTok, she blamed women somehow. I was like, Larry Ellison bought TikTok to ban criticism of Israel. She was like, nope,
women did that. It's women's fault. Women made TikTok. I'm like, what are you even talking about? That doesn't even make any sense. And I love that because those are our two greatest foes. Big woman and Israel first. Big woman who is like, no accountability. All they do is lie. All they do is gaslight, gatekeeping, girl boss. That's like enemy number one. Israel lobby, probably enemy number two. Pearl is holding down the fort.
You need to take some fighting classes now that you're more recognizable. Cause the video of you fighting is disgraceful.
Why you think I'm going to be getting in fist fights? I'm going to hire security, dipshit. You need to take fighting classes. You think I'm going to be getting in like fist fights all over the place? Because if somebody tries to kill me, I'm going to be like, bring it on. Come on, fight me. Like, what are you talking? If someone tries to kill me, they're going to shoot me, stupid. They're going to try. What are you talking about? You think I'm going to be going around like, all right, okay, put them up. Put them up. So like, in what universe is that happening? No, I'm obviously going to hire security and I carry a gun. So you need to learn how to fight. I'm going to be rolling around on the floor with some hater. I'm going to be rolling around on the floor with some like protester doing a ground fight. Protect the face, protect the face. Like what scenario is that happening?
Israel first seething over how much you mocked on the New York Times article has me deceased. Cherry on top is Dinesh giving you so much we're calling you the new James Dean. Bring back the stubble and Brent for Wank of the Week.
I also love that Dinesh D'Souza says I'm too pussy to kill 6 million. Did you see that? Dinesh D'Souza said, Nick isn't a real Nazi. He's too beta male to be a Nazi. He doesn't want to exterminate all Jews. He's too much of a pussy. It's like, is Dinesh daring me to do a Holocaust? Like, what are you talking about? That's a real tweet. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted at me. He goes, you're not a real Nazi, you pussy. You don't want to gas 6 million. It's like, what is that, a dare? Like, I thought you hated that. I thought you didn't want that to happen. He's like, you're too much of a beta male to be an exterminationist. Okay, isn't that a good thing? Is that a dare? Are you challenging me to do that? You won't do a Holocaust. I bet you won't, pussy. You won't, beta. Is this a challenge? Is this a competition? I thought you didn't want that.
She and girl, I present $25. Funny how the Jews weren't freaking out when Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders was running for the highest office in the land.
Yeah.
But when another socialist runs for mayor, the
really
sky is
falling. Makes you think.
Sugar Bomb Muncher sent $20. We must find out.
I think I'm noticing.
Sugar Bomb Muncher sent $20. We must find out what faction you would back in Fallout New Vegas.
Who do you think? NCR. Well, who else would it be other than the NCR? I'm an American supremacist. Of course it's the NCR. You think I'm a LARPer? Caesar's Legion. If you ever did Caesar's Legion, you're a LARPer. Like, that tells me everything I need to know about you. You're like a Caesar's Legion guy. You're a LARPer. You're gay. Brotherhood of Steel, you're nothing. NCR. I will send the army. That's just what it is, dude. That's Imperium. That's the new Romans. Forget the Roman LARPing. No, those are the real niggas. So.
Silly Goose sent $25. Maybe Anna will get jealous if you take the new Groiper on the block, Brett Cooper, to the dance. Also, thanks for being my entertainment for the past month. Us Canadian Groipers stand with you.
Dude, Brett Cooper hates me too. She doesn't even know I exist. She would never go out with a chud like me. And she's married. She's married to some cowboy hick. She would never go out with some nerd like me. I'm a band kid. She's a cheerleader. She probably doesn't even know I exist. She would hate me if she knew me. That's okay. I'll still watch from a distance.
Jet Baldwin sent $25. WTF is a Mormon mafia.
It's real. It's real. The Mormon mafia is real. Beware. Don't mess around with Utah.
Within these walls that bind me, I stare at you, but kindly. You haven't changed much, but you have increased, if you catch my sense of the word, increase. They have me on a 7-day no-food regimen, but I'll find nutrients where I can. After all, Moses hit a rock to find water. So, what is the bare minimum for Super Chats?
Well, it's 20 now, but good to hear from you, my friend. Man, it's been a minute. The modern monarchist. That's one of those things that just makes you feel so old. It's the passage of time. The old modern. I hope you're doing well, my friend. Good to hear from you.
Tranny Godparent sent $20 to all the new Groipers thinking Nick is going to visit our favorite Christine. Christine from Ohio. He never will. He's been telling her he's coming forever. He wouldn't even pick up a present she sent to the P.O. box. Do better for the Groiper moms, Nick.
She sent me a bomb. She sent a bomb to my house. So no, I'm not going to fall for that again. She tried it once. It didn't work. She failed. Then she wanted to try again. Maybe she tried to kill me at my P.O. box. Maybe she's waiting there to ambush me and run me over with her food truck. I don't know. But you know, clearly this is a person who she says she has a little surprise for me. I don't know what that's all about, but I'll be paying her a visit and I'll be sending her my regards.
Big paintbrush sent $21. Your fat cuss.
I like
Sugar
to
bomb
eat.
Sent $20.
That's going to do it for me. Remember, whoops, I'm stepping on this stupid fucking cable here. Calva Gamer and Goy Kid from Chicago. Who is this kid? This kid from Chicago. This weird little Goy Kid from Chicago. Say the quiet part out loud again. Now, thank you for that.
Kathy sent $100. Shows fire. Felt like you were falling off after Charlie got shot. Like you got spooked and holding back. Understandable. But you're better than ever now. It's amazing. Curious to know how you feel about Stalin being responsible for massacring something like 40 to 60 million Christians? Also, hope you and Candace kiss and make up soon. God bless.
Thanks, but you're an idiot. Charlie Kirk was not killed by Israel. That's not me holding back. There's no facts. And all that has come out since is that Charlie Kirk was pro-Israel until the day he died. Steve Deese just came out. Steve Deese from Iowa just did a video today and said that in the last month of Charlie's life, he was added to a group chat and Charlie asked him to fight the Groypers. Charlie called me vermin to Dinesh D'Souza. Like, all of this happened in the final months of his life. So that's not true. How do you think I feel about Stalin killing people? You think I like that or are you just an idiot? You sound just like a stupid bitch, to be honest.
Office of Intelligence sent $50. Being asked a few days ago by a super chat, what a CU Groypers can do? You replied, nothing. Stay put. I disagree. We can pray, fast, do penance, flee sin, lead a good sacramental and Christian life.
Okay,
this is in fact
definitely
more important than any political activity.
Whoa, thank you for the huge super chat. Really hot take. Yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you very much.
$20.
Someone said, what can I do politically? But I forgot that they could go to church. Good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. Here's all of your brownie points. Here's your head pats, cocksucker.
Stalin was the greatest dictator the world has ever known. He inherited Russia with wooden plows and left it armed with nuclear weapons. Say what you will about him, but people in history do not forget such individuals. Churchill. Stalin was the gold standard of dictatorship. Stephen Kotkin, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution.
It's undeniable. Thank you for the bit. It's honestly just like mind-numbingly stupid and dishonest when people say, he said he'd like Stalin. This is why I could never be a politician, because if you say that, just shut the fuck up. You're an idiot. I hear people say that. You know how ridiculous you sound? People say, he's a Stalin apologist, one of the worst dictators in history. Do you hear yourself? Like, you are so stupid, you should be put in prison. Like, it's pathetic you even have to respond to that. I think a historical figure is interesting. You said what? But what about the part where he killed people? Yeah, damn, that's crazy. Because we're all children, right? Like, we live in Disney Channel. We live in a Disney Channel original movie. I only like the world leaders that don't kill people. All zero of them. I'm only fascinated by the world leaders that never went to war had a hand in any kind of conflict or domestic repression. Because I'm a child. I'm a woman. I'm 3 years old. I'm literally a retard.
Wait, but Nick, you know he killed people, right? You know he killed people? He killed people. You know that, right?
Oh, no, I had no idea. I never heard of this. Oh, yeah. Well, the only word that could be spoken then about Stalin in the record of history is that he was a very bad man. Nothing else can be said about him or anyone else for that matter. To even respond to that is beneath me. To even rebut that with anything other than like pissing on your face, like shitting down your throat is just beneath me. You know, like this super chatter in the beginning of the show. What are your thoughts on Stalin killing 30 million Christians? Oh, I didn't even think of that. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Wait till you hear about every fucking historical figure ever. You know, like, what if I say Napoleon is cool? Am I going to go? You know, because they thought Napoleon was like Hitler. You know who invaded Europe before Hitler? Napoleon. You know who was the butcher of Europe before Hitler? Napoleon. How ridiculous would I sound if I said that someone who says Napoleon is cool is a monster? You know, I think Napoleon is fascinating. I've always been fascinated by Napoleon. You said what? Napoleon, the butcher of Europe, who invaded all these countries. How could you say that? You're a monster. Or what if I said Genghis Khan is fascinating? I've always really been interested in Genghis Khan and Julius Caesar. Dude, Julius Caesar nailed people to a cross. I've always been fascinated by the Roman Empire. What about all those people they killed? It's called history. Sheesh, people gotta grow up.
Stepan sent $20. We talk about penetration and all, but what's stopping us from having a collage chapter of our own? I get into UCLA next year and would rather gather up a few growipers and run an AF group than...
Terrible idea. You want to know why we tried that? Hey, genius, think two steps ahead. So everyone's going to declare we're the America First Club. What do you think's going to happen to everybody in there? Yeah, let's plant a flag and let's put our names on a list. And let's say, hi, we love Nick Fuentes. What do you think happens next? Those people are never going to get a job in politics. What's stopping us from having a chapter of our own? That's why it's called infiltration. Because if we were to be open, they would isolate us and destroy us. If we were open about our beliefs, they would identify us, isolate us, target us, and destroy us. That's why. That's what's stopping us from doing that.
Small business owner here. Tree service owner across a few different states. Millennial. 14 of my friends had left this earth by their own hand for feeling hopeless against this system that you're speaking out against. For feeling like they had no one to speak to power on their behalf. No more tears, boys. Time rob the jewelry store and take back those blood diamonds.
Interesting. Thank you for the super chats. Alrighty, 14 friends killed themselves? That doesn't even sound right. You 14 people you know committed suicide? Where do you live? Where is this happening? Bro lives in the Japanese suicide forest. Bro is Logan Paul. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but like 14 people, that's a lot of people. I think I've known two people that have killed themselves in my life. Neither of whom I was very close to. I've known a couple of people that died from drug overdose, but a couple of guys I went to high school with killed themselves, and I didn't know either of them particularly well. 14, that's a lot. How do you even, like, I would lose track after, like, five. I mean, how do you, 14? Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm hung up on that a little bit. That's a lot of people. But I appreciate the super chat.
$40. Hi, Nick. I am a legal researcher and I have found that the original citizenship for an American is only for what is called a free white person and they were citizens of a state. For example, a Californian rather than a U.S. citizen. I give away my research online for free and I would like to offer my website and research to you and your fans free of charge. My website is www.onestupidfuck.com.
I'm literally about to crash out. You guys have no idea how much of this kind of shit I get in my P.O. box and my DMs. Get this to the president! Dude, no way. Really? This changes everything. Your groundbreaking legal research shows that all non-white people are not really citizens? Get this to the White House immediately. Can someone print this? I'm going to run to Office Depot right now and print out a million copies. Get this to Fox News. Fax it to the New York Times. Get this to the president. I'll get in the car now. Drive, drive, drive. I'm going to get in a taxi cab. What'll it be? The Capitol building, and step on it. We need to get there by the morning. I'm going to be climbing the fence. Secret Service is rushing towards me. Guys, it's cool. I got it. You're never going to believe this. Secret Service tackles me to the ground. You have to read this. Get this to the president immediately. Get it to Trump. Someone needs to tell you this. You're a crazy person. Let me tell you this with some, I appreciate the big super chat. But let me tell you this with some authority. You are crazy and you need to come back to reality. Come back to us, please. Come back. We care about you. Return to reality at once, please, promptly. That's insane. I'm a legal researcher and I took a magnifying glass and I looked at the Constitution and it turns out that the only citizens are whites and they're citizens of the states. Oh, man. Holy smokes. Holy fucking smokes, bro. Alert the media. Why are you sending this to me when you should be sending this to the New York Times and NBC? We interrupt this messaging. We interrupt your programming with a breaking news update at 12:48 a.m. Central Time. Groundbreaking legal research from shows that citizenship has just been revoked for 150 million Americans. Authorities are figuring out how we're going to physically remove all of them. Why do I always get the nuts?
House grow, I present $150. You are way too real for this world. Thank you for what you do, Wang.
Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it.
I literally am too real. That is so true, Oz. Is that the real Oz? That is so true, man. Tell me more, please. I am literally, I keep it way too real for you fake ass bitches. Remember when people always used to say, I'm keeping it real. I keep it real. Remember people used to say that? I'm keeping it real. I'm too real for you. You're fake. You're basic. I'm real. That is, at the end of the day, that's what it means to be based. That's all I am. I'm, at the end of the day, I'm a free thinker. More than I'm whatever, I'm a free thinker. And I'm keeping it a buck.
Bullshit with Revolution said $500. Me. Massive shout out to this week's honorary. White yes. Ass made again hard as fuck. Brett Groyat Cooper. Candace was certainly in shambles seeing you swooning over her last night.
I want to send Brett Cooper a shirt. Can somebody tell me where I can send Brett Cooper the shirt? Because Brett Cooper is this week's white ass nigga going hard as fuck, officially. Brett Cooper Groyper is this week's official white ass nigga going hard as fuck. So can somebody put me in touch with her? I'm going to send her a shirt. Maybe she'll wear it. Maybe she'll wear it in a video. Hey, Brett, can you wear the shirt? Because she is officially, dude, the way that she said that, she's like, Randy Fine, you venomous cretin. Get your fat ass and go the fuck back to Israel if you don't care about the blood of our nation. I was like, what? I was like, damn. Where did that come from? Brett Cooper's doing her show and she's like, Brad Pitt and, you know, Blake Lively. And she's talking about E! News level drama. She's talking about celebrities. I don't even know who they are anymore. She's like, here's the deal about Olivia Rodrigo. And then out of nowhere, she's like, and for our next segment, we're going to shut your mouth for you, Randy Fine. Go back to Israel. I was like, damn. Damn, that's a white ass nigga going hard as fuck if I ever saw one. Not gender exclusive. So I think we're going to send her the shirt. I'm going to shoot her with a t-shirt cannon. We're going to blast the t-shirt cannon. We're going to be blasting all over. So, yeah, let me know. I want to send her a shirt because that was I'm joking, obviously. That was awesome. That was a real patriotic moment.
I hope him wrong, but I really feel like after Mamdani's win and reaction of the pro-Israel crowd, there could be an attack on NYC or even Mamdani just to get rid of him and replace him with a pro-Israel person, like what happened to those Ivy League colleges.
Holy retarded, dude. I like when people say that like it's this genius theory. Guy who became anti-Semitic 3 days ago. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but I got a bad feeling. I feel like the Jews are going to do a false flag for any reason. Is this a distraction from Israel? Is this a false flag? Like, I know you just found out about Israel like 3 days ago, but it doesn't always work like that, okay? And it's also not a hot take.
Kenny sent $33. Hi, Nika. I saw a clip of you ranting about how blue light is Gand evil. It's literally true. Spikes cortisol and blocks melatonin. I own a blue blocker brand because of this.
Oh, my.
Makes the world warm and yellow again and doesn't look like Chinese.
I'm going to kill myself.
We'd love to send you some if possible. Fix your sleep a bit, lol.
I'm not going to kill myself, but hold, dude, like.
That's actually true. I heard you say blue light sucks. That's actually true. I read an article about that. It spikes your cortisol.
Shut up, dude. Makes the world warm and yellow again and doesn't look like Chinese slop. Fuck off. Stop trying to sell me something.
Oh, Miss Groyper sent $30. What's your favorite meal?
Pizza or ice cream?
Mama Groyper.
Fried chicken. Those are probably tied for number one. Bucket of fried chicken with either French fries or mashed potatoes, garlic knots, coleslaw. You know, all that mac and cheese, all that stuff is great. Chicken tendies and mac and cheese, French fries. That's a winner. Other favorite meal, fried calamari, mozzarella sticks, large cheese pizza, Chicago-style hot dog with cheese curds. That's up there. Those are my favorites of all time. I'm happy as a clam with any of those. I went to my favorite restaurant in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago with some buddies, and I got, oh, it was amazing. I got chicken tenders with French fries and mac and cheese, and it was perfect. Down to the last minute detail. It was perfect. The tenders were crunchy. The mac and cheese was cheesy. The cheese was cheesing. The fries were crispy. It was perfect. Everything was perfect. Down to the last minute detail. It was really something. I thought about it for weeks.
So that was great. But honestly, just a pizza. That's my favorite, you know, and it makes me weep, actually. Like, I was driving down the street the other week. It was on Halloween, as a matter of fact. I was driving around at night on Halloween, watching the children play, watching them trick-or-treat. I was wistfully looking upon the decorations and the leaves changing colors. And I saw, as I was driving, Alito's pizza delivery truck. Now, if you're from this area, they're ubiquitous. It's this famous, well-known pizzeria. They have their own trucks with their logo and everything. And their trucks with, it's like a built-in oven with racks for the pizza to go in anyway. And I saw Alito's pizza truck outside somebody's house, and the delivery man was bringing the pizza. And this is like, what could be better than this? It's cold outside. You got your buddies there for Halloween. You're looking at all your candy. You're staying in. And then what pulls up? A pizza delivery service. We live in the greatest country in the history of the world. A pizza delivery service. They deliver a hot and delicious pizza right to your door. You put on a little movie. You turn the lights off. Pizza, can of pop. What could be better than this? Side of mozzarella sticks. Some fried calamari, some fried shrimp. What could be better than this? Nothing. I'll tell you, nothing is better than this. There's something about, I want to paint a picture of that. That's my favorite scene. That's my favorite scene, is seeing a pizza delivery. Why is that make me so emotional? Maybe I have an emotional relationship with food because of my own personal problems. But I told the same story last year, 2 years ago, because the same thing happened. It was Halloween time. I was walking down the street by myself in the rain at night, and I saw a pizza delivery truck, and the guy brought the pizza to the door, and I was like, I'm so jealous. You know the feeling when you're hungry, you're waiting for dinner? Pizza's here. It's like the best feeling ever. Anyway, so that's my favorite thing of all time. Is that? That's good stuff. That's hot stuff. Those are my favorite. Those are probably my two favorite meals. It's cheese. Cheese is number one. I'm not a big meat guy, you know, because meat, it like stresses me out. You know what I mean? Maybe that sounds gay to you guys. You guys are like, what? You need to eat a steak. Steak is like, it's so extra. It's too much. Do you really like that, or are you just pretending? Because when I get excited about dinner, I'm excited about cheese. Cheese and French fries. That's what I get excited about. I like potatoes and I like cheese. Those are my favorite foods. French fries, mashed potatoes, broasted potatoes, and then cheese. Mac and cheese, cheese pizza, cheese dip. It's the best. And then all these other people are like, no, I like a cheeseburger. I like a big slab of meat with nothing. Really? I eat meat and it makes me sick. It's like, it's a lot to digest. It's salty. It makes me sweat. It makes my body temperature go up. I never feel good after eating a steak. I eat a steak and I'm like, ugh, I feel like shit. I eat a steak and it makes me like constipated. It makes my stomach hurt. It sucks. I don't know about you guys. You guys like that shit, fine by me. I'll take a pizza and tendies. I'll take tendies and mac and cheese any day of the week over a steak or ice cream. Sometimes I'll just get ice cream for dinner. Sometimes I go and I just get frozen custard and that's my dinner. But whatever. To each their own. To each their own. I like steak and rice. Yeah, well, that's boring.
Mama Grower percent.
Where's the candy? Where's the cheese? Where's the cheese sauce? Hmm? Where's the batter? Where's the fried batter?
If you get married, would you just do it in the Catholic Church, or would you also get a marriage certificate from the state?
Why do you care? I don't know.
$20. God bless you. Hopefully soon to be T14.
I don't even want to think about that.
Represent America on Gen Z.
I react to people asking me about getting married the way like like a mom reacts to talking about her kid dying. People say, "How are you going to get married?" I don't even want to think about that. That's the unthinkable. I don't even want to imagine that. Let's just change the subject. If you get married, yeah, let's just not even go there. I'm not in the mood. $25. Thank you to our top super chatters. Huge, huge special thank you to Floating Door, JD Bullshit Vic Revolution. Oh my gosh. His name is Bullshit Vic Revolution. Get it? Because the Bolsheviks are full of bullshit. I call them Bullshit Vics. Okay, Gramps. Well, hey, thank you for the $500. I get $500. That's really funny. Alexander Brolic, one stupid fuck. I am like a human wrench or like a human bird that flies into a jet engine, one of its engines, and the whole engine explodes. And as the plane is going down, everybody's like trying to figure out what happened. It's kind of like that. And so some people are saying, why is he being covered in the New York Times? He's being boosted by the left. And other people are saying he's here to discredit real America first. And other people are saying he's just a Nazi. Then still other people are saying he's not a Nazi. He's too beta to kill 6 million. That's Dinesh D'Souza. Then other people are saying it's hyper reality. He doesn't believe in anything. Like, and it's like, guys, it's so easy. It's so basic. I'm Gen Z. I'm white. I'm Catholic. I'm American. I want my fucking country back. It's that simple. I'm edgy. I'm funny. Sometimes I'm serious. Sometimes I'm silly. I'm a messy, strong. I'm a messy, strong, beautiful person. And I just want my country back. It's that simple. 170. I don't know if I could read all these, but I'll try to get to as many as I can.
Ethan sent $100. I just wanted to say I'm proud of you and what you've accomplished. In Clav's latest video, he becomes irate at Gymsals at Diamond Gym. It's black dudes motivating wiggers by chimping out, yelling, and touching each other. Clav concedes, the gym is gay. Cookie King was right. 2605, even the stake is winning.
Well, well, well. First Bradley Martin, now Clav. They all concede eventually. Yes, yes, the gym is gay. And it is. And you might not like that.
What do you like to wear outside of doing the show?
But it's true.
Classic American menswear is so awesome. I mind OCBDs, navy blazers, flannel shirts, raw jeans, field jackets, leather boots. I wish more quality American clothiers still existed.
Are you trying to piss me off or is that sincere? Classic American menswear. Yeah, because I'm a cosplayer. I'm a role player. Gotta have that classic American menswear. You guys are dorks. Stop LARPing. Navy blazers, flannel shirts, field jackets, and leather boots. I wish American clothiers still existed, yeah? I'm not a fashionista, okay? I'm not. I should be more fashionable, but I'm not. I hate clothes shopping, and I hate that look. I hate navy blazers. You want to know the truth? I fucking hate navy blazers. I hate navy blazers and khakis. It's my least favorite look ever. The gold buttons, the navy blazer, the khakis, I hate that look. You know what I really hate more than anything? The vest they all wear now. You know what I'm talking? What do you call that? It's like a outerwear, but it's a vest. You know what I'm? What do you call that? I hate that more than anything in the world. That's the only thing I have hate speech for. It's those vests that like finance people wear. That's the worst thing in the world. We got to have a moratorium on those.
Just wanted to send appreciation and prayers your way, wishing you peace and strength in Christ. Looking skinny too, by the way.
Think so? I don't think I'm looking that skinny. I think I'm looking fat. Costanza, but I appreciate
$25.
It.
I'm so happy that you're moving on from Candace and starting the Winter of Bread. Two wangs giggling over a cup of hot cocoa. And everyone already knows about that Jonathan Isaac Yar clip.
Well, first of all, Candace is in love with me. And I don't know that she's moved on. She's been replying to me on Twitter. Look, Candace, where my hug at? You know, if I saw Candace walking down the street, if I saw Candace in Ugg boots and a beautiful fall sweater, and she was holding a pumpkin spice latte like this, do you know what I would say to her? I'd walk up and I'd say, Candace, where my hug at? I'd say, bring it in. I'd say, why are we doing this? Why are we like this? Why are we doing this to each other? Let's just stop. So I don't know how she feels about me. Do you think of me the way I think about you sometimes from time to time? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where she's at with me. I think she still can't get over me. I think she's still absolutely crazy about me. She's in my Twitter replies. Some positive, so negative. She can't make up her mind, you know? She's tearing her hair out. He loves me. He loves me not. But, you know, I'll always have a place in my heart. I'll always have a little spot in my heart for old Candace, for my, she's my girl. She's my home girl. I like her. I love her little attitude. I love the little attitude she's got going on. She's got that, like, she's got that typical black chick thing. And sometimes the black chick and the Italian guy got to fight it out. Sometimes, you know, but doesn't mean we don't have deep affection for each other. But Brett Cooper, hey, you know, Brett Cooper, she's really winning me over lately.
Refugee sent $90. I am a white Hispanic ethnic mutt that won the genetic lottery. High IQ, top college, successful career. Since there isn't any race that matches my genes, which should I marry into? Should I go do to keep the IQ? Is this an answer to the JQ?
What is wrong with you people? You're asking me what race you should marry? I don't know, man. Why don't you get a life?
Hey, Nick. I subbed UAF Ultra through Entropy recently but didn't get an email. Does your team manually go through these? If so, I'm sorry. I'll be patient. I sent an application with my resume and contact info last night. Comp sci grad heading into do W internship turn job. I'd like to help you and your team. You must get a ton of applicants. I'm hoping to hear back from you. At Certified LV Rigoy.
Is this real? Let me get right on top of that, man. Let me get right on top of your email. This is because this is clearly the correct venue. The correct venue to reach me about that is to super chat the show. You want me to do it right now? Let me go into the back end of the website and let me make sure you get your membership activated. Can I help you anything else, sir? Will that be all for today? Oh, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate the big super chat, but why do you do this to me? Like, seriously, what is wrong with you?
Nothal Nickers Steel sent $20. Happy birthday, retard. My mom says hi, Mark. Alyssa 1SD sent $35. Happy birthday, Nicholas.
It's not my birthday.
Nothal Nickers Steel.
Why is everyone saying this? Oh, it's the same person with 10 super chats.
6'2" Haitian American from NY here. You've truly red-pilled me. Your insight and leadership push me to keep learning and growing each show. Can Haitians stand as grow Ibers too? My first donation to the movement. Glad to be part of something real.
Absolutely. Everybody is invited to support America First. As long as you're not manipulating our goals, as long as people don't start to say, how about all this racial stuff? Like, anybody that supports our goals, we welcome the support.
P7 grew extra cent $20. Can't wait to hear your spin on why Kanye apologizing and kissing the feet of these rabbis is justified. Sad that whenever you're asked about who should run the free world,
fuck off.
Dabo Dabo sent $30. Hispanic from Ozier. I'm an AF American patriot who comes from a long line of Hispanics going back to 1848 and have had ancestors who fought in every major war since the Civil War. It sucks being lumped in with seemingly every other young Hispanic my age here who is a leftist and child of illegal immigrants.
Damn, that's crazy.
The Grinch sent $20. Nick, it's like you have a curse straight out of Greek mythology. Your punishment being that only non-white women will be obsessed with you, while white girls hate you and...
That's idiotic.
Islam acts like Kudzu sent $40. Hey, Nick, I can't imagine how you deal with all the stress that life puts on you. I pray for you all the time.
I just get annoyed. I don't get stressed. I just get annoyed having to listen to idiots.
Chai's Fuel sent $25. How do you combat the boomer ideology of voting for the lesser of two evils? My dad legit just... God love...
I love how 30% of the super chats are like, how do I argue with my boomer dad?
God
Why
America,
waste your time?
Sent $20. Nick, I pray you look into Rick Cutler. A 0.3020... Shinestad sent $50. Thoughts on Ye bowing today? Any Amy Avedekian sent $20. Ever bringing back the epics? Brian Dino sent $50. Hey, Nick, years ago when you lost your half mil. Nick's butt hair sent $20. Got my shirt today, everyone I have shown. Obviously, Catholicism is the fullness of truth, but how do we reconcile with popes who make Archaea Commonen sent $20. Thoughts on Growipers infiltrating anti. Do you actually like Hamilton? It's my favorite musical, but I would have thought. Fuentes Forever sent $30. Nick, I was paralyzed from the neck down, but then I converted to Catholicism and started watching your show, and now I'm paralyzed from the neck up.
That's kind of funny.
Sent $200. I learned about you years ago from her interactions with Matoker. Dude doesn't hold a candle next to you.
Was he dead yet, or what's going on with
Tranny Godparent sent $20. Ordered 5 pieces of your merch today cause of how you stood on business last night about chicken tenders and fries. Have you ever made AF card decals? Keep being real and speaking your truths.
Thank you. No, I haven't made card decals. Yeah, the faggots did not like that take at all. I love how I get asked questions in the super chats. People say, you know, what's your favorite meal? And I say, my favorite meal is probably fried chicken. I don't really like meat that much. And people go, yeah, I like Nick, but he's wrong about this. It's my opinion. That's my opinion. That's my preference. It's my taste. Don't you fucking love that? I get asked in the super chats, what's your favorite meal? Pizza. I don't really like steak that much.
I like him, but I disagree with that. He's wrong about that.
I'm wrong that I don't like steak as much as pasta? Love that. And all these other people. Oh, he's probably got it. He got bit by the Bill Gates tick. It made him allergic to meat. And then all the health experts. He needs to take this and this. He got eating with green beans because then... Shut up. People are idiots, man. It's the worst. I just hate having to deal with that. That's the worst part of all of this. is like everything you say is like fodder for idiots to comment on. Like I could go through, some of the responses.
Let me see if I can find the clip. Because I did an extended answer to a super chat last night. And I said, yeah, I don't really like steak that much because it makes my stomach hurt. And it's just like an intense experience. When I eat other food, I feel good. When I eat steak, I don't feel good. These are some of the responses. It got 1.5 million views. 3,000 replies. Lauren Chen responded. She said, bro, just casually revealing he has AGS. I'm not sick. I just don't like it. The Patriot Voice says, and he's got a U.S. flag baseball cap and a upside down American flag as his header. Bio reads NWO dissident, OG truther, watchman. He says, that's not normal. Red meat is the most nutrient dense food you can eat. It's what God intended man to eat. Meat and fruit. It's literally in the Bible. Thou shalt enjoy steak, says the Bible. Someone defended me, a girl. She said, no one feels good after eating a steak. People defend it, but it's not the type of meat humans should be consuming, at least not regularly. All meat should not be used frequently. Probably not at all. You have to try to feel the difference. Our body needs a rich diet. Hashtag peace. Thank you so much. Someone says, that's a symptom of vaccine injury. If you don't like steak, you're vaccinated. Here's another one defending me. Meat really is overrated. The carnivore diet makes you age rapidly, destroys the longevity of your stem cells. Stressful on metabolism kills your microgut biome if you go carnivore. So true. He eats like a child. Cheese gets Nick excited over steak. That's very third world coded. And we all know he doesn't mean the white cheeses. His Mexican heritage seeping through. This sounds like what 8-year-old kids like to eat, said Mr. Lead Slinger, long-range shooting enthusiast. He definitely likes meat. Unfortunately, not the good one. Cock. He likes meat. Dick. I kind of agree with this, honestly. It isn't even that good. Thank you. Did this guy happen to get bit by a certain tick? Here's another one. Man, this guy just talks about his feelings 24/7, more than a woman would, and everyone eats it up. I feel like Hitler was cool. I really had a crush on Stalin. I don't like steak. Tell us more. It's a talk show. It's a talk show. I talk on a talk show. That's what it is. That's what it's for. This guy just talks 24/7. How about 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, on the talk show, ass? That was Greg Mozart. I'm on Team Civilian. Love to leverage new technology to help people self-organize and cooperate without big government. Yeah, you sound like a genius. And that's my favorite. There's nothing I like more than when people complain about me talking on the talk show. He says, someone else, you know who else was a vegetarian? It was. Let me guess. Did he happen to be an Austrian painter? Hitler? Somebody says, you know who else was a vegetarian? Hitler? Hitler was a vegetarian. Another one. He is clearly still a boy. Wait until he discovers manly things like the velvet of a woman. He's going to change his whole life outlook. Another one. Hates milk and hates meat. Very brown coated. Another one. What? Yes, I freaking love steak. Give me some of that nice A1 sauce and I'm golden. Emoji. Pork chops, brisket, ribs. Man, I'd eat some Texas Roadhouse right now. Yeah, that's some good eats. Texas Roadhouse. What's next? Applebee's? Chili's? Dude never graduated from the kids menu, said a guy with a beard and sunglasses and a backwards baseball hat. Yeah, those reactions were crazy. Some guy actually posted a picture of a steak. Oh, here we go. Someone says, valid, honestly. An 8-ounce ain't too bad. Anything more and you lose your appetite. So true. I can eat meat multiple times a day and no issues. I guess you're just a certified badass. This is his worst take ever. It's an opinion, dude. Anyway, yeah, the steak thing was crazy. I genuinely, when I go to a steakhouse, which I do from time to time, but if I go to a restaurant and I order steak, I get a horrible stomach ache. It's very hard for me to digest. It's like overwhelming. Too savory, too salty. Even like big cheeseburgers. You know when you get like a really thick cheeseburger
And you're halfway through and you're like, oh, you just get this feeling where you're just like, I literally can't eat one more thing. Me, I said it the other night. I like cheese pizza, mac and cheese. I like mozzarella sticks, goat cheese with like those little pieces of toast. I like pasta. I'll have a cheeseburger. I'll have a smash burger. I like bread. Love bread. Soup. Sandwich. I'll go for all that. A gyro. I'll go for a saganaki. I'll go for all that. But I just, steak is not exciting to me. I think you're all pretending. Steak does not excite me. Eggs do not excite me. I love when people, they get their wooden cutting board and they get a steak and fried eggs and they go, yeah, you should get some of this. Anybody want to get in on this? Look at my grocery haul. It's not that good. Eggs are not that good, actually. They're not that good. They're good for you, maybe, but they're not like, I've had eggs. I've had steak. I'm not impressed. It's not exciting. I don't get excited over fried eggs and steak, and people put some berries on there. Yeah, I've had a banana before, okay? It doesn't rock my world. These cocksucker, like, health nuts, they go to the grocery store, they buy fruit, eggs, and steak, and they go, look at my haul. Yeah, we've all had that before. They go, look, I'm having blueberries. First time? Wow, that's really amazing for you. I've had bananas before. I've had blueberries before. It's not life-changing. It doesn't rock my world. They go, I went to the farmer's market. Hey, did you know that blueberries at the farmer's market taste exactly the same as the blueberries you get at Tony's or Jewel or Whole Foods or whatever? They taste the same. It's exactly the same, I promise. I went to the farmer's market and look at all the fruit that I got. Yeah, that's crazy. I remember when I was a little kid and I ate fruit for the first time. It was mind-blowing. But you're not ready for that.
Optimal Abe sent $200. Obama wasn't Israel first. He should never have power again, but there's a world in which he helps promote some aspects of an America First agenda in the future. A lot of people still listen to him. Deep down, I think he doesn't want this country to go to shit.
What are you, dude, he hates whites. What are you talking about? Obama was like the worst thing that happened to this country. We got to stop with the Obama revisionism. I did a little bit of that where I'm like, you know, they really hated Obama because he was anti-Israel. And that's true. But the idea that Obama was good, dude, Obama was horrible. Yeah, let's just pump the brakes on the Obama apology.
Radical Islam is creeping their way into every fabric.
Are you an Obama admirer? This guy's an Obama apologist. This Obama worshiper over here, he just praised Barack Obama.
Candace Owens, Anna Kasparian, Brett Cooper, fuck, marry, kill.
I can. I love
Isaac
them all.
My foreskin sent $35. Someone asked you how to quit porn the other day. My advice is if you screw up, don't give up and binge.
I like how you're answering other super chats. So someone asked this in the super chats. Allow me to. So super chatters are asking questions and then other super chatters are volunteering answers.
Bourbon Fox sent $50.
Next level.
You are getting over 200. Megan, what grade would give Trump so far? Tucker, he's funny and I think it's good. He said crime is bad.
That was crazy. I watched that. I saw that on TikTok. I was like, oh my gosh. And it was exactly like that. Megyn Kelly goes, so what grade would you give Trump? And Tucker goes, I just think he's so funny. It was like, I'll play the audio for you because it was really that obnoxious. Interviewing Fuentes, America First, demons and UFOs is the topic.
What letter grade would you give Donald Trump so far?
Well, as always, I just give him like huge style points. He's just hilarious. He's just unbelievable. He's just, and he never gets credit for it.
Dude, they put him in a bad situation because Tucker's like friends with Trump, so he can't give Trump an F. But that was like a pretty masterful. that wasn't a great pivot. If you could give Trump a letter grade, you know, he's hilarious. Like, dude,
how do you think?
He's hilarious. Could you give him a letter grade? Well, you know, he's really funny. That was crazy.
The guy from Brazil sent $20. Do you have a favorite fish?
Like in the whole ocean or like favorite fish to eat? Which one? I don't really love fish. I don't like to eat fish. I like shellfish. I like lobster, crab, shrimp, stuff like that. I don't really love like whitefish or stuff like that. I've had swordfish. That's pretty good. What do they have down in like St. Pete's? St. Pete's is like really known, isn't it, for like grouper or something? I think they have that there, which is pretty good. They have some special fish there. Or maybe it was just a restaurant I went to. I don't know, but that was good. Favorite fish in the whole ocean? Maybe an anglerfish. Loved the anglerfish. When I was a kid, I was like obsessed with anglerfish. I thought that was the coolest thing. So that would probably be up there. Maybe some type of shark. Maybe like a basking shark. Those are pretty cool. Great white shark. That's obvious. That much is obvious. But the other fish I'm not a big fan of. Not a big fan of all the rest of them. Small fish. I like the cool fish. Giant squid. That's pretty cool.
Jackson Emmert sent $25. I'm 17. I have an economics class and our teacher is a super devout Jew. I know, right? She constantly says crazy shit about her being the chosen people, etc. No BS. She actually stole a penny off our desk once. Me and my buddy in the class joke about her on your show all the time. Keep up the great work, man.
Well, hey, man.
Be careful. You guys got to be careful with that. You don't want to get, like, doxxed and expelled or something. So, based, but bro, chill, okay? That's so funny. High school groiper. Hey, dude, I'm 17. My teacher's a Jew. I swear she took a penny off the desk. That's so crazy. That's so insane.
Hey, what's up, dude? I'm a groiper. I'm 17. My teacher's a total Jew.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Bro, chill. Hide your power level. Chill. Remember your training.
Your enemy's on X. White-ass nigga going hard as fuck sent $50. Nick, did you see A sit down with the rabbi cucking? Unfortunate. Also, news comes and goes, but Josh Hammer's Trump quote tweet 16 hours prior to the assassination still bothers me. God bless.
I did. And I don't have to answer for him. That's his decision, and he's my friend. So, I don't care. I support him through thick and thin. And I'm not going to say much more beyond that. Personal conversations between him and I, things like that. But, you know, it's his business. It's his decision. He felt that, who knows? It's his life. But he's my friend. I stand by him. I loved Ye before he was singing Heil Hitler. I love that man. So I'm never going to throw him under the bus because I disagree with something he does or whatever. I mean, it's his prerogative.
What type of blackmail do they have on Kanye for him to be humiliating himself like that? He was on his knees.
It's not blackmail. What could they even blackmail him with? He said he sucked his cousin's dick. Literally, what could be worse than that? Like, what would be more dirt than that? He came out and said, not only is he a cuck, like an actual sexual cuckold, but also that he sucked his cousin's dick. And you're saying, what kind of blackmail do they have on this guy? What else is there? What else is out there? What else could be out there? He wore a swastika t-shirt. He posted his favorite porn video on Twitter. He admitted to being a cuck and sucking his cousin's dick. And you're saying he got blackmailed? He did that himself. He said those things himself. I don't even know what would be left at that point. So I know, I think he just, look, here's the thing about Ye. Here's what I know about him. He's like anybody. We get angry. We get frustrated about things that we have to go through. And then even if we think we're in the right, maybe we regret what we say. I mean, if I had to guess, he's genuinely a caring human being. He's genuinely somebody that wants people to feel heard and for people to feel loved. Like, this is not a hateful guy. I know him. I've known him for years now, and I've spent a lot of time with him. And I could tell you, he loses his temper, and he gets frustrated, but he is not a hateful person at all. He doesn't hate anybody, and he doesn't hold a grudge. He'll crash out over little things, but he doesn't hold a grudge, even against people that he really should, actually. Like, he's genuinely he's one of the kindest, sweetest, nicest guys you could meet. And if I had to guess, I would say that maybe he feels bad. Maybe he feels bad because his rhetoric was very intense. And I'm sure people are telling him, you know, we're hurt by this. We're offended by this. And I imagine that being a sensitive guy, you know, maybe he wants to. I know that he, I don't want to say anything that'll get him in trouble, but I would say that he has very strong feelings about these subjects from my conversations with him. But I also know that it's not his intention to hurt people's feelings. So, you know, I think that maybe he feels a little remorse if he hurt people's feelings, I guess. Because he knows a lot of Jewish people. He's got Jewish people to work for him. So maybe there's like something like that. Suffice to say, I don't think he's being blackmailed. I don't think he's doing it against his will. I think that his earnestness and his compassion is maybe being, I don't want to say that he doesn't have agency, but maybe that's being used against him a little bit. Because it's not easy to just say, fuck everybody. You know what I mean? It's not easy to say, fuck everybody. You know, if you're offended, I don't care. I'm political. I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm sort of used to it. Maybe he feels differently. But if I had to guess, I would say it's that. But I know the guy's not blackmailed.
Griffin bro, I percent $30. You're too old to have a broccoli farm on your head, bro. Go with the buzz cut, dude.
Oh, it looks awesome. Look at this cut. Let me pull it up here. What are you talking about? Hair looks great. You're probably bald. You're probably a sub-5 bald piece of shit.
If you had it your way, who would be your nominee for the presidency for the Republican Party in 2028? We've already established Vance simply isn't it, but in order for AF to succeed, the GOP needs to remain viable as we are infiltrating it as we speak. Validity requires quality candidates and solid governance. Who's the pick?
The election's in 3 years, dumbass. It's in 3 years. So, we'll see. Right now, I can't think of even one person. The primary will start in probably about 15 months. I would say give it between 15 and 20 months. That's when the Republican primary will start. Okay? It's in three, the election is in 3 years, so let's pump.
Well, who's going to be the candidate?
Fuck off.
Poland second sent $30. Poland loves you.
All right. Love you too.
Sent $20. Toronto, London, Ottawa,
I love
Sydney,
the Polish.
And New York are 50%. The name Nicholas translates in Greek as victory of the people. Absolute baller name to be given for your circumstance. I'm Nicholas as well, but I'm not trying to dox myself.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? A few years ago, I did confession for the first time in a really long time. It was maybe four or five years ago. I went back and did it for the first time in a very long time, and I got a brown scapular. I went with Michael Voris, actually. Michael Voris took me, and he said, you know, you should get the brown scapular, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was kind of encouraging about it. I said, all right. So I went to confession. Afterward, I got my brown scapular, and I was talking to the priest who gave it to me, and he goes, your name, Nicholas. He goes, it means victory of the people. He goes, that means you are the winner. He said, you are going to win. He goes, what you do, you're going to win. He goes, names mean something. I was like, well, if he's saying it, then maybe it's true. So that was encouraging. Maybe that'll be the case.
$20. Hey, Nick, I have been thinking about it, and I just don't know how much longer I can be a fan of your show if you're going to platform disgusting anti-Semites like Tucker Carlson.
I know. Yeah, the hummus thing, that was crossing the line. You know, Tucker said a lot of disgusting things, but I'm not going to disavow him. Tucker has said a lot of disgusting things that are absolutely reprehensible, and I totally think that's gross. But other people have said far worse, and I'm not going to disavow him, you know, because he has one of the biggest shows. It's undeniable, and I wanted to hear from him. I wanted to give him a platform, and I wanted people to hear from him. So I don't believe in canceling people like that. You know, I was talking to the number one purveyor of philo-Semitism and telling him, like, no, we have a Jewish mafia issue. So, you know, so I tried my best, but we'll see.
Shitball sent $30. Dear God, it must be brutal for Shapiro right now. He posts a 40-minute video that is just an NJF for a farm. PBD shits on him for canceling, and Megyn Kelly lets you order a farm with a GTA clip. The mogging is upon us.
The mogging. Look at the mogging. That's your mogging right there. That's your mog. Sub-5s. Watch
remove
out.
You said $100. I saw some graffiti today in my city that said Nick Fuentes is right about Israel. It was pretty
based.
Dude,
no fucking way. Take a picture, post it. Dude, bro, take a picture and post that. We got to start doing that, okay? Don't do anything illegal, but we kind of need like a Nick Fuentes is right about Israel campaign. Wouldn't that be sick if we'd maybe like chalk? I don't know. What's illegal? But the thing is, you can't get in trouble because if you get caught, then I got you in trouble. Could you imagine if everywhere you started to see Nick Fuentes is right about Israel and like chalk or something or whatever's legal? I don't want to encourage anything illegal. Within the law, research your local laws. That would be nuts. No false flag graffiti. Yeah. If it says like swastika, that's not us. No Nazi shit, no swastikas, no slurs. Nick Fuentes is right about Israel. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. If it's anything other than that, it's a false flag. It's a psyop. Take that. Yeah. Nice try. Nice try, Mossad. Some rabbi somewhere is like, damn it, throwing his spray paint can down. The only acceptable form is Nick Fuentes is right, or Nick Fuentes is right about Israel. That's it.
No symbols, no nothing, just those words. Anything else is a false flag.
Modern Grow, I present 20.
Now I covered my bases.
I believe in the mission you preach so much that slowly over time I find myself no longer wanting to watch any commentator who has spoken about you in a negative way. Keep up the good work.
I loved it. We need to cancel Ben Shapiro. Needs to go. We sure as hell cancel people. We're canceling Ben Shapiro. We're canceling Mark Levin. The Groypers have canceled Ben Shapiro. Your pussy is canceled.
G36, Bubba sent $30. Did Tucker really have a garage full of grass-fed tallow-fried corn tortilla chips?
No, there were no masa chips. I was disappointed. Dude, the ads are crazy for the chips. The shit they say about the chips, they're like, the chips are more filling, so you don't have to eat as many. They don't break easily. It's like, dude, they're fucking chips. Like, holy, seed oil-free chips. They're not like those other chips. They don't break easily. They keep you full for longer. They're delicious. They're my favorite chip. Come on now. You know, just eat them on the show. Just eat them on the show. Just say, hey, these are the chips brought to you by Masa. Like, just show, just say, hey, brought to you by Fresca. I like it. I like to drink it all the time. There's no sugar. Fresca, brought to you by, you know, just say it like that. But instead, they're like, they keep you full for longer. They keep you full for longer. They don't break easily because of blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, I definitely don't think that's true.
Baltimore Grower sent $50. Hey, Nick, love the show. I attend university in Baltimore. Recently canceled my Daily Wire subscription. Sending my prayers to the Owens family for losing their SNAP benefits.
Diabolical. Yeah. Can we do like a food drive? Can we do a food drive for her losing her EBT? We got to get Candace. We got to get one joke in there. I'm sorry. I know you were nice to me, but he said it. I didn't say it. We're going to do a food drive. We'll be collecting any spare ribs, watermelon, you know, Kool-Aid in powder form. Not mixed already, obviously. We're going to get her right. We're going to get her taken care of, you know.
Ayatollah Groy percent
$50. It's got to be a tough
racist
time.
Racist anti-Semite equals real ass nigga. Fiend Groy percent $20. Yo, Nick, 25 years, M. Just wanted to say you really improved my life. Was a fan addict, got sober in February 2024 and got my degree. Can't cut the med weed out yet because I only make 50K. Your job is boring, but it's not the worst. Anyway, taking my last 3 hours in spring to get in nursing school. AF. NF/DC 2028, you actually have the support.
Can't cut the weed out yet, brother. Enough. Stop the excuses. Cut the shit out immediately. Don't give me that. Was a fent addict. Can't cut the medical weed out yet because my job is boring. Dude, enough. You gotta cut the shit, man. No weed. You're not locked in if you're smoking weed. You gotta knock that off immediately. Can't cut the... Yes, you can. You actually can. Don't give me that I can't. You won't. Because you're still an addict. Don't give me that shit. I can't cut the medical weed out, bro. My job is boring. I don't know. Find something else to do, man. Smoke cigarettes. Anything is better than weed. Switch it out. Do cigarettes. Do nicotine. Try something else. But you got to cut that out. I can't cut the weed, man. You get it.
Malthus Groy percent $20. I don't. Bill O'Reilly asked, does that mean we can beat you up on Bill Maher tonight? Skull emoji.
What about me?
This guy, Nick Fuentes, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. If you haven't, I mean, I have. I know he had dinner with Trump at one point, and Trump is, I don't know him. I have my picture taken with a lot of people. You know, but he's what I would call a racist racist. He's just this troll. He's the guy who runs on the field at a baseball game that you don't really want to, so you don't take the picture of him, but we kind of have to talk about him.
Does that mean we can beat him up?
I would like to.
That's what happens when you run on a field with a baseball.
He's what they call a groiper. I looked into this. It's just like this group of people on 4chan, you know, the internet, which makes everything worse. And they are like pointlessly politically incorrect. They were doing it just to troll. They would say the worst sort of awful things or things you didn't even understand.
But it's working.
He once said, having sex with a woman is gay and having sex with a man is gay. Okay, I don't know where you go with that.
I love watching these like 60-year-old people say like, so, well, I don't even get it. You know, is it political? I don't get it. Is it like 4chan? It's like the internet. The internet sucks. Whatever. You want to beat me up? What are you, 5'4"? What are you, 5'4" Jewish pervert? Bring it on.
The Vinico sent $20. Got from a very trusted source of mine that GTA 6 got delayed because they're adding your streams to GTA Radio.
Oh,
keep up
yeah.
the good work.
Dude, that was devastating. I heard that the other day and it was literally like I got punched in the stomach. I was with somebody the other day and they're like, yo, GTA 6 just got delayed by 5 months. I was like, that was the worst news I've heard all year.
The Cable Goy sent $20. Do you still own the Fortnite hoodie from 2020? And do you
fuck off?
Somalian Stink Terribly sent $20.
Hey, do you still have that hoodie? Hey, do you have that hoodie from that stream?
Why do you fucking care? Are you like, seriously, do you have a developmental disorder?
Hey, Nick. You still have that hoodie from that stream? That was hilarious.
Like, are you fucking retarded? That's like the dedicated wham thing.
How much dedicated wham? Like, that's the same level of question. Hey, Nick, do you still have that hoodie from that stream?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I threw it out. I don't fucking know. Why do you care?
Somalian stink terribly sent $20.
Why does that
How
matter?
Often do slash did you ask people your risk? As a black woman, I love you. Your appeal is your strength and confidence.
Let's
There's
go!
A small army of us, believe it or not.
And I love black women. I've always loved black. And black women love me because I keep it real. Because I'm a nice guy. Keep it real. I'm with you, dude. Pam Grier, my favorite black woman after Candace Owens,
Can you
of
max
course.
Out $21? Can I take a crack at Candace Owens while you two are on a break?
No, absolutely not. She's all mine. Okay, all right. That's our last super chat. That's going to do it for me tonight.
Wow, that was a lot of them. We had to go through the lightning round there because there were so many of them, and they were very annoying. Many of them were very annoying, but we did it. We worked through it together. Shared suffering makes us grow stronger together. So many of them, though, it's just like, what do you think about Kanye? How do I convince my boomer dad? And all the other usual stuff that I just love. I can never get enough of. All right, well, that's the last one. That's going to do it for me. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button.